96.5 The Cave, Lenawee County Sports.
Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
That's right, you said it. It's the AC All Access Show, Monday night in Adrian right here at Frickers. The joint's jumping right now. Frickers just celebrated 40 years, so you can celebrate the end of their 41st year by getting some nice drinks, good food, great service. They put up with me every week, so it's great service. Well, I think it's the only night Tara works. But anyway, my name is Ian Wett. I'm your host. We have Josh Mitchell back in our cave studio. Stacy Mitchell, our marketing extraordinaire, alongside off camera, off mic. On camera, well, she's not next to it right now. We have Gabby Brume. Hopefully the camera's rolling here soon. Not for my first guest, though. He's radio only. He charges a talent fee if you put him on camera. His name's Mike Prang. He's the sports information director at Adrian College. It's a week in review of a lot of sports. We're in that cool crossover time where it's fall still in full swing, but some winter sports are creeping up. So let's kick things off with a pun intended with the men's soccer team. Very cool opportunity last week to officially open the dome with the first official athletic activity.
Yeah, definitely. A home conference game against Owlsheads, and took home a nice little victory in there. But, yeah, pretty cool to see. A lot of fans showed up to that. So, yeah.
The cool thing, obviously they won, but that we scored first.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, if you win but you didn't score first, it'd feel a little bit different. Yeah, Kyle Jennings' first goal in the Dome. From a sports information side, it's kind of a makeshift area. I saw you had a decent-sized folding table and a broadcast balcony kind of thing. What all went into that process?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, part of that, I mean, the plan was if we ever had inclement weather or double booking of our field, that we would be able to play inside. So we have, you know, full scoreboard in there, sound system, kind of an elevated makeshift press box for ACTV and my staff to do our duties for the game. And there's bleachers in there and all that kind of stuff. So when lacrosse comes, we have shot clocks ready to go. So,
oh, good.
Yeah, there's plenty of planning and thinking that went into all this to be able to actually play competitions in there.
Yeah, and that's what AD Craig Rainey was telling me, is that, you know, it was nice we could plan for it. I feel like sometimes it'll have to be on standby where, well, we might need to, but we might not. The challenge in that would be, obviously, for your crew, you're there hour and a half before a game, maybe 2 hours setting things up. So you need to be able to move on the fly, and hopefully you don't have to do that in the fall, but I could see spring being a very mobile time for your crew between Docking Stadium and the Dome.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it just depends on how much snow we get and the starting of lacrosse season.
And, you mentioned double booking, and the college was able to host the County Marching Band Festival. I didn't know what was going on. I knew something was happening, but I didn't know what it was. And I pull in, I go, oh, yeah, that's something. We're going to have to move that soccer game because these kids need the field. I couldn't imagine doing the marching band show in the Dome.
Yeah, I don't think
that wouldn't have worked out
too
worked. Well. No. So sticking with the men's soccer team, they win that game against Olivet, first conference win. They drew a tie to Kalamazoo over the weekend, 2-2. KZU, one of the teams that, you know, middle, upper of the pack in the conference?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, top to bottom, we're pretty solid. I mean, even like we see Olivet, and, you know, historically Olivet's not always the greatest program that we play. But, I mean, in that game at home in the Dome, we were up 2-0. They made it 2-2. We had a battle out and sneak a third one in. So the MIAA is just getting better across the board, and you see it across all sports. So, you know, different things can happen different years. And Kalamazoo and us, kind of pretty even team. That game was on the road, so nice for us to at least get a tie out of that. And we sit tied for second in the MIAA with four teams at 1-0-1.
Oh, wow. All right. So ties have become kind of common as this happened in the sport of soccer. Flipping the script a little bit, really nice weekend for women's soccer. We had the game on the Cave where they played Alma, really took it to the Scots 5-1, their largest margin of victory on the season, their most goals scored in a game. So I know, Coach Kronwetter is, he's happy with that win that way, but there were a lot of things he wanted to clean up. And then they go to St. Mary's. They don't give up a goal, but they didn't score in the first half, but then they end up winning 4-0. I'd say if you outscore your opponents 9-1 in a week, it was a good week for your team.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and that was the struggle with that team was their offense really wasn't clicking. And you know, we dropped that first MIAA contest to Kalamazoo at home, which was, a tough one that we wanted to get, and we should have got there. But, now we saw this past week the offense is starting to click and put the ball in the back of the net.
Interesting, and I don't know how it gets decided ultimately. That might be one of the earlier senior days that I've witnessed. Is that more commonplace, or
it's just
the
way the conference schedule drew? It was our only, it was our final Saturday home game. So to get as many parents as we could, yeah.
Wow.
Otherwise, all the rest of our home games are on Wednesday night or Tuesday night.
Okay, all right. We're finishing up fall, so let's skip down to tennis. Took a loss to St. Francis out of Indiana, NAIA school. I talked with Michael Mascarin last week. He picked up a couple of points in that one in his double and his single. 5-2 loss, not how they want to finish the season, but it's all about getting ready for the spring for men's tennis.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, their fall is kind of their non-traditional, but the matches still count, and it counts towards their rankings and all that kind of stuff. So it's definitely nice to see them pick up some wins throughout the fall. It sucks we ended on a loss there, but both men's and women's have a winning record going into the spring, and the spring's where it matters because that's when your entire conference season is. So we'll be back in Florida for a few matches during spring break, and then hit the MIAA season running.
So they get the benefit of the spring trips down south. Well, winning records doesn't matter, really who you play and who you beat. Getting wins, any level is important. The women's golf team, their fall season ended over the weekend, had a pretty good showing. We're going to talk with one of the standouts on that golf team and, just trying to get a little better. They're kind of behind the eight ball a little bit, I think, going into the spring match, but most of their season is done. Weird to say, October 13th and they're done playing golf.
Yeah, I mean, kind of the main portion of the conference season, but, golf's another split season where they pick up again in the spring, and they'll have some non-conference contests, and then they have two more MIAA rounds to determine a champion. And, we'll hear from Savannah Smith a little bit later on that team, but, it's nice to see them really drastically improve from match one to, or tournament one to the final tournament of the fall.
So women's rugby, they're playing the seven season. We've talked about that at length where they're, traditionally it's 15s in the fall and then sevens in the spring for the most part. Correct me if I'm wrong. That sounds right. Okay, mm-hmm. Nodding his head. Perfect for radio audience. Love it. but they're finding other schools that can put a seven-player team out there. And, boy, the ones they found, they've had great success. So that's some good momentum for the program, I'd say, finishing up fall and then getting ready for some spring stuff.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, women's rugby is just such a growing sport, so we see some opponents that do have low numbers and need to play sevens in the fall. So right now we are one of them, but we are, growing, and obviously Coach Enright in his first year, he's been very successful on the field. So we'll see what we can do recruiting-wise, and then hopefully next fall we're playing 15s.
Right. Speaking of that, people are driving down 223 here in town or just outside town, and they see those kind of goalposts out there on the opposite side of Adrian College campus. That is the rugby field. I read in your recap or someone's recap that they're going to host a tournament soon.
Yep, we'll have a tournament. It's not this Saturday, but next Saturday. We'll be at the Adrian College rugby field next to the Comfort Inn.
Nice. Very cool. Let's see. We got NCBA D3 baseball. Kind of a historic moment of the first games for the program. So they go play University of Toledo and got a couple wins.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, both – that was a long day of baseball. The D1 team played first at 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock, and then D3 played at 5 and 7. So four baseball games at Nicolet Field on Saturday. But, you know, four wins, and it's nice to see, you know, the D3 team, which is the new team this year. Mm-hmm. They've took their first two home games to victories.
And then the D1 team says swept Bowling Green, a home of the doubleheader. Mm-hmm. So win. Under the lights. The last two were probably under the lights. So that's cool for that program and those kids that, hey, our first game or a second game, however the sun decided to set that night, was under the lights at Nicolet Field. So very cool for them. Quickly, we'll wrap up with the sort of beginning-ish stages of hockey season, where the men's D1 team split with Liberty. A couple of lopsided scores flipped as Adrian won 7-3, then lost 6-2. Rivalry weekend drew a good crowd, mark?
I
assume you were there. Your staff was there.
Yep, rivalry weekend, a big crowd. I mean, we're number two. Liberty's number four. We beat them on Friday night, and then Saturday was kind of the big portion of family weekend at Adrian College, so there was another large crowd there. Unfortunately, we couldn't get it done to complete the sweep, but we go to Liberty towards the end of the season, and hopefully we can just win the season series against them.
There you go. All right, now ECHA men's D3 team. I've seen them skate. I was doing PA for, I believe, their first game of the season, and they were flying. But they beat Fair State twice, 8-1 and 9-0. So kind of just picking up where they left off against, I think it was Trine last week or a couple weeks ago. So good news for, I believe, a new coach with that team too.
Yeah, first year coach with us, Rodney Stewart, coach on the D3 team this year. So nice to see, especially they didn't have the best season last year, but off to a hot start this year, which is good to see.
Speaking of hot start, the show, hot start. We have some women's golf coming up, some D1 women's hockey coming up as well, and some football talk with a coach. We'll just leave it at that. I think people have an inkling of who the coach might be, but tune in for that toward the second half of the show, and then if we have time, we'll finish up with Mike Prang again. So thanks for the recap. A busy time on campus.
Yep, as always, go Dawgs.
All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. We will be right back. We have Savannah Smith with the women's golf team joining us in just a moment with Josh Mitchell in our cave studios. I'm Ian Watt here at Frickers in Adrian. This is the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Something fun to do? You can count on Adrian College. Visit adrianbulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at adrianbulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College athletics event.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Welcome back to the AC All Access Show. It's a Monday night at Frickers in Adrian. Stop on out. The tables and chairs and the bar filling up quickly. They're all here to watch the show. I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? I'm Ian Wendt. We have Josh Mitchell running the board back in our cave studios. We just heard from Mike Prang, the sports information director at the college. We'll talk some D1 women's hockey in a little bit, then some football later. Right now, half of the season, more than half of the season is over for women's golf. And I'm joined now by Savannah Smith. She is a sophomore from, just give me a second, Moravian Town.
That was close.
Close. What is it?
It's Moravian Town.
Moravian Town, yeah. Ontario, Canada, obviously. Sophomore. Dual sport athlete. So I have to ask you, what brought you to campus? Was it the hockey, or was it the golf, or was it both? Or was it this show? It wasn't this show.
So I came here for an exhibition game for hockey. My minor hockey team played the Adrian D2 team. And while I was here, we took a tour of the campus, and I talked to the golf coach, Brent, just a little bit, just getting some information about the school and everything. And I'm from a small school, so coming here and, like, it was just nice to have that, like, smaller campus kind of vibe or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'd have to say they both brought me here for sure.
Okay. Yeah. When you say you went to a small school, does Adrian College seem big to you? Or does it seem about the same?
I think it'd be about the same for a college.
Okay.
Yeah, my high school was really small, so.
Okay. And, all right, so you make your way down. And I feel like there should be more dual sport hockey golf. Because I feel like hockey players are really good golfers. I don't know if golfers want to play hockey, but I know that, you know, guys and gals like to golf in the off season for hockey. So let's get to the golf season, the one you're halfway through right now. You are ranking fourth individually in the conference, averaging 77.5 in those four rounds, making all of our listeners jealous. What did you golf in high school, or what? Or did you, you know, just say, "Hey, I'd like to give it a shot. You know, we're going to learn here at school." How did the golfing path go for you?
So I started in COVID. I didn't really play before. My dad was super into golf, but we were always like a big hockey, softball. Mm. I played softball for years and years.
Okay.
But once COVID started, I kind of like stopped softball. Obviously, there was no teams or anything, and I just picked up a golf club, fell in love with it, and then just started from there.
So I'm doing math. So you were in high school?
Yeah, it would have been grade 9, yes.
Okay, all right. Did you have a golf team at the school? You laughed before you said that.
Yeah. So it was just me for girls, and then there was one or two guys maybe that tried to play.
So you mean small. You're talking small school.
Small, yeah.
Oh, wow. All right, so you come down here for golf and hockey, and this season, well, actually, let me backtrack. So last year, you were kind of behind a very veteran group of girls on the team that had golfed, I think, all 4 years together, or most of them had that type of experience. What was last year like for you, maybe watching and learning from those girls, and obviously from Coach Greeny?
It was really cool to see, especially because, like you said, like they did play all 4 years together. So just seeing how they like navigate through each tournament, like kind of their mindset going into each tournament, it was like something that I could pick up and learn from and just take that with me playing these tournaments and just like seeing new ways to like go about it.
The team this season, are you more of a freshman-sophomore team, or maybe sophomore-junior, junior-senior? How would you describe?
I would say that we're definitely a high sophomore-junior team.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely a sophomore-junior team for sure.
So how did the lineup work where, hey, do you have a sophomore class that's all golfing together, or that's even a mix of sophomore-junior? Like, generally, what's the lineup? I know you golf five players, and then you count four scores.
Right.
Okay.
So I think for our team, our five players, I'm the only sophomore, and then we have the rest are juniors.
Okay.
But our Indy is, right now, she's a sophomore. Yeah.
You're what?
She's a sophomore, like our individual.
Oh, you said Indy. I go, Indianapolis? Indy, yeah. Oh, individual.
Yeah, sorry.
Can you explain what that is? Do they go, obviously.
Yeah.
If they score better than one of the players on the, I'm going to say team to differentiate between individual.
Yeah.
So if they score better than that, one of those people, can you swap that score? Or you're kind of stuck where you're at?
You're just stuck where you're at. Like,
okay.
they just go there and they get, like, experience, but they can still, like, place, like, wherever they place. Like, that's
for the individual side of it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So this season, check this out, people listening, a 76, a 79, 80, and 75. That's for 18. Now for 9, all you people listening. Breaking 80, you did that 3 times. What would you say was, you know, first off, what were you shooting last year? And then where does that compare to this year? Have you seen a drastic improvement in your game?
I definitely have. I think last year my average was around 83 maybe. I was definitely shooting like a low to mid 80.
Okay.
So coming into this year, I was just focused on trying to break 80. Like, I really wanted my total average to go down, see how big of a difference I could make within the year. So.
All right. Talking with Savannah Smith with the women's golf team at Adrian College. This is the burning question people want to know. I read your scores, and they're all asking me, how do you break 80? What's the one thing that you would say helped you break through? Because, you know, it seems like milestones for people, like, gosh, if I could only break 100. And then you get into the 90s, you're going, you know what? I think I could break into the 80s. But then to go from an 83 to a 75 average, what would you say is the thing that you worked on and would you would give people advice for?
So going into each tournament, I definitely try to, like, lock in and just really work on my mental health. I think mental health is a – or your mental game, sorry, is a really big part of golf. I know, like, a lot of people start to get mad at, like, their shots and everything.
Well, yeah, but it was a terrible shot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I – do my best to not get mad. So I used to go by a lot of I'm not good enough to get mad, so I grave that into my brain. Now that I don't really care about those shots, I talked to Joe, the mindset coach that was here, and he said that to flip that into, like, I'm too good to get mad. So I feel like for me it was just trusting my swing, because I know I have a good swing. I know I have all the tools to get to shoot those scores, and it's just really working on trusting that and just getting through hole by hole.
I like that. A lot of people listening don't. They just want to swing harder.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Swear at the golf ball and swing harder. Looking at your team this season, drastic improvement. From a 353 in the first round to a 318 in the final round of the fall. That is, I mean, that puts you in a good spot for spring. You still have stuff to make up, but it's a two-day tournament. The Bulldogs hosting it at the Legacy out in Ottawa Lake. Have you had a chance to golf down there quite a bit this fall? Or?
Not this fall, I haven't, actually.
Okay.
So I'm excited to go back.
And let's see. Doing these different MIAA tournaments, this will be a recap for me. I feel like someone's answered this for me. Do you go out as a foursome with three people from different schools, or is it you and a teammate against another school and their teammate? How does the jamboree, as they call it, logistically pan out?
So we go on threesomes, and then we'll get a girl from a different school, if that makes sense. So there'll be three different schools playing together.
Okay, and it's kind of a random draw, or do you have, you know, here's my one, here's my two, like a lineup?
Yeah,
is it
so
random?
It does go by lineups.
Okay.
So I'm number one in our lineup, and I'll play against other schools number one as well.
Okay. And this whoever, whatever school it is, is it where you are in the standings, or do they mix that up throughout the year?
They just mix it up throughout the year. You usually play with each school at least once. So you're always playing with, like, a different girl or a different school.
And ultra-competitive conference, if you're only the fourth individual and you're shooting a 77.5, there's some really low scores going on in the league. So could you speak to that, just how competitive the MIAA is?
Yeah, so once I started getting to where I am now, playing with those different girls and just watching them play, it really is like it's so cool to just notice how different and competitive they are, especially their mindset going into the round, just playing with them. Like, it's such a drastic change, I think. So,
all right, well, you get some time off. So utilize the indoor facility take it easy in hockey season, okay? They need you for golf. I'm just kidding. congrats on the success this fall. Good luck this winter and then again this spring.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Savannah Smith with the women's golf team, sophomore, right here on the AC All Access Show. We have an ACHA D1 hockey player coming up next, and we have a football coach lined up. He is in the building, interested to hear what he has to say. And then maybe if we have time, we'll get Mike Prang later on in the show. Stop on out at Fricker's today. A chance to win an NFL jersey. If you stop in today, anytime during the day, I learned, fill out a ticket, and they'll do a drawing at the halftime of the NFL game, and you get your opportunity to win a jersey. You don't have to be present to win. So just stop on in, fill out that ticket, get some dinner while you're here. Obviously the chicken. I went with a frickin' chicken salad today, garlic parm. So did Stacy. I got all the vegetables. She got some. Vegetables are good for you, okay? All right. We're going to step aside. We'll be back to talk some hockey right here on the ACL Access Show. I'm Ian Wendt on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
When you want something fun to do, you can count on Adrian College. Visit AdrianBulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at AdrianBulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College Athletics event.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
We are your place to go for sports in Lenawee County, 96.5 The Cave. Our weekday show, Inside the Cave, features local sports talk from 7 to 9 a.m. with coach and player interviews, engaging discussion topics, and a little fun, too. Ian Wendt, Jeff Bowman, Pat Hayes, John Roberts, and Mark Comstock are Inside the Cave throughout the week, keeping you up to date on all things happening in Adrian, Tecumseh, Addison, Morenci, Hudson, and Clinton. We also shine a light on high school sports in Britton Deerfield, Lenawee Christian, Blissfield, Onstead, Sand Creek, and Madison. Inside the Cave archives segments from the show on 965thecave.com. Click on replays, then select Cave Clips. Listen to the best parts of the show completely free on 965thecave.com. Have your Lenawee County scores and stats talked about on Inside the Cave by emailing them to us at sports@965thecave.com or reach out to The Cave on social media. Your home for Lenawee County sports is right here on 96.5 The Cave.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
When you want something fun to do, you can count on Adrian College. Visit AdrianBulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at AdrianBulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College Athletics event.
Welcome back to the AC All Access Show. Ian Wendt. We have Josh Mitchell in our cave studio. Unsure about my fantasy football team. I don't know. I had Lamar Jackson hurt. Got Michael Penix. I don't know, for Atlanta. We'll see. You can come out and watch the game here at Frickers on South Main Street. TVs everywhere. Not too many places to sit. Stacey, this might be the most people that's been in here. And the Lions have been on Monday night before, and I don't know that there's been this many people. Yeah. So it's a place to be. They heard about the show. Yeah. They might have to move us from this table. They're losing revenue. You'll have to tip better at the end of the day. I'll talk to Tara about that. Okay, I believe you. I've never seen it, but I believe you. We'll talk football talk next. We just talked golf. It's time to talk some women's D1 hockey, ACHA style. We have a graduate student goalie. She is from Croton-on-Hudson. That's three words.
Three words.
New York.
Yes, sir.
Riley Jesse Girelli, thanks for being back on the show.
Yeah, of course. Happy to be back. It is a lot more packed today than it was last year when I was here with you.
Yeah, probably. It was probably like January.
Yeah, it was a lot meeker in the year, but football season's really got the Detroiters going all out, huh?
It does. They're all angry from what happened last night.
I heard.
Yeah.
I didn't want to bring it up. Sorry about that.
Are you Giants or Jets?
I'm not really. We're not really a football family. We never really grew up. I grew up a Flyers family, weirdly enough, so like Eagles for a little bit. Had a bunch of friends from Philly as well, but just don't follow football.
Is that because where your cable came in? Like, are you like Western New York maybe?
And we're in Westchester County. There's no really rhyme or reason. My dad just grew up, and when the Flyers were good, no offense, Dad, if you are listening, I think he could agree. You know, they were the wonder team, and then as I grew up, a lot lesser, and started losing our favorite players, so. Had to switch it up, but a big Philly family for no reason.
All
born and raised in New York.
Love it. Well, we both know another New Yorker who's got a weird allegiance to some teams.
Yeah, so. we don't talk about that.
Yeah, no, he might be on a future show. So this is your second year at Adrian College. You transferred in from Western New England University. Year one, things went pretty well.
Yeah, can't complain.
I'd say. Year two, 3-4 record on the season. You have wins over Lindenwood and Eastern Michigan. Obviously, not the standard for the program, but you have, I continue to say these ACHA seasons are crazy long.
Yeah.
So you have plenty of opportunity to kind of flip that around.
Yeah, exactly. We definitely started off the year, playing the first weekend against a team that knocked us out of Nationals last year. That's a tough weekend, and then last weekend and the next two are teams that we see every year in Nationals, so it's high stakes, high rewards, and unfortunately haven't come out on the side we want, but we still have chances to get back at them later in the season. Every game matters, so.
Yeah, it might be a combination, and I don't know maybe the percentage of it, but you guys lost a lot last year.
Yeah.
A lot of production, a lot of ice time.
Yeah.
And so... You know, you schedule these good teams, you could schedule, very winnable games, feel good about yourself, and never play that kind of competition. So you can learn a lot from this.
Yeah, we're not a team that likes to take the easier route. I think it's a little bit more humbling to start low and grind our way up and be gritty and prove to everyone why we're there every single year. So we're willing to do that again.
You are Bulldogs.
Exactly.
So you like being the underdog sometimes.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, then they come up and bite you.
Exactly, right in the ankles.
Yeah, like Bruiser Jr., happy belated birthday.
Exactly, yes, I saw that. Happy birthday.
Is it Thursday or Friday?
I think it was Thursday because it was during our game, and we all were kind of like hoping we could go and be there, but we had to be there for off-ice warm-up, so.
Oh, man.
I know.
Was he at dinner or something? Was he at Richie?
He was somewhere that we, like, tried to time out to see if we could run there and back to get at least a team picture or something, but I know a few of the girls and I were talking about that, maybe not everybody, but we didn't think that it'd be feasible to sprint right before the game, understandably.
Yeah. I get it. So your numbers this season, 93.5 save percentage, 2.74 goals against, 159 saves. Goalie stats are kind of like pitching stats where, okay, maybe you don't get a lot of wins, but you don't get a lot of run support, or like, hey, I give up four a night, but I'm giving up, like, we're giving up two on O's. Like, what
exactly
am I supposed to do? And again, I'm talking to you as I know the standard of you and your program. Some goalies would really like these numbers, and I'm going to assume that you're not a big fan so far.
I'm never going to be happy enough with the statistics, and that's something I try to have every year, even in my NCAA career. Always want to beat whatever that last year's best was. Unfortunately, like, it is kind of one of those things of the numbers don't reflect the team or the goalie particularly. In a lot of cases, this, I would say, a lot of our team stats don't reflect the way we've been playing and who we are. But again, that's just a one game to fix it and lock it in, and then the rest of the year the stats are completely flipped, and that's what we're willing to do.
Right. It's October 13th.
Exactly.
You're going to play into March.
Yeah.
Knock on wood.
I don't think NCAA season would have started yet. I think that's late October.
I don't think it started yet either.
No. Yeah. I'm not used to the right away going into it. Got a lot more used to it last year. And then this year, you kind of know that you're in hockey season just as long as you're in school if you work your butt off and off.
Exactly. Talking about the team in general, I mentioned some players you left. That left the team, and obviously you're gonna fill those skates in some positions. What do you think the roster turnover ended up being from last year to this year?
Obviously, we lost some girls who were there, you know, raising the cup during that national championship, which just in general, any team doesn't want to lose those players. Those are big players who prove that they can and will do whatever they want, they're capable of to win. And we have to bring in new players that don't exactly have that experience, but we've brought in enough and the right people that the locker room, the camaraderie, even on those losses, the team itself is still the same Bulldogs team at the foundation, at the core. We lost some really big players foundationally, but that's what happens. We bring in younger girls, we teach them the way, and we lock it in throughout the season.
And you obviously being now one of the veterans, you were a veteran last year, but
yeah.
do they look up to you in some way, even though you're a goalie?
They,
you know what I mean?
They do.
Yeah, people think goalies are weird. I don't agree.
That's a statement that is objective to most, but I think if you look at any goalie as a whole, we are weird. And I think anybody who wants to stand in front of a really fast puck and get hit in the head, they have to be weird. So when it comes to that, though, I really am appreciative of the position I have on this team. I have a lot more years under my belt. The freshmen that came in were not born the year I started playing hockey. I had been playing hockey by two or three years by then, and that's definitely something I had to take at face value and be like, all right, yeah, there is a big difference, but that means I can be a role model. Very appreciative that the girls look and come to me for advice, especially when there's things they've never seen before, even some of the older girls, and it's like, maybe Riley's seen this in her college days.
Right.
They got the joke. They call me Grandma.
Good.
I'll eat
Someone's
that, though.
Someone's got to be Granny.
Yeah, I'll eat that, though, and I'll do that any day for them. I love those girls, and I want their college experience to be just as good as it can be, so if I can do that for them, I'll do it every day. They're fun.
Yeah. Gosh, yeah. Some hockey nicknames can be... They can be simple.
Yeah.
Some, you know,
yeah,
it's not your fault you're a grad student.
No, exactly. I mean, sixth-year senior is definitely got a ring to it of a bit of age.
What's, speaking of grad student, you are a student athlete. You're not an athlete student. You obviously stuck around for some grad school. What are you studying? And
yeah.
Do you have plans already for, unless you're coming back for your 7?
Yeah, oh, imagine
you're on
that.
The Tommy Boy plan.
Imagine that. Yeah, that'd be crazy. Yeah. I don't know if I can. I'm currently studying criminal justice. I did criminal justice and psychology in my bachelor's. I absolutely love the program here. I have a fantastic internship with the prosecutor's office, working high-profile murder trial in the area, which is super fun. Great experience, and I'm studying for my LSATs and taking them and applying to law schools. So I don't know if first-year law school, which is known to be the hardest, and seventh-year hockey would be the best combo, but I can't say I won't say no if it's offered, but I don't think my body, my mind want to do that to myself. That's a lot to take on.
It is. You've certainly gotten the most out of your college experience. And
yeah,
it's not over yet. I'm just saying this next semester and a half or so, got a lot in store for you. You're playing at home this weekend. Minot State University. I get all my ACHAs mixed up.
Yeah,
is there some sort of history there with you two, or have you played them before?
That's another team, like I said, we see in nationals regularly. They're a team we don't always see very much during the regular season, other than our 2 games, because it's a far school.
Yeah.
But it is nice to be able to see them, even if it's early in the season. So when we do see them at nationals, we know what we got to fix and where they're at and where we're at later in the season when it's really everything on the line.
All right. Well, it's a Thursday night at the Arrington. Those nights are rocking, so stop on out and enjoy some very quality hockey. And you can see Riley Jesse Drilly between the pipes. Hard to miss.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yes, exactly. Thanks for taking the time today.
Yeah, of course.
And looking forward to much success for your team in the future.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on again.
That's right. Again, repeat guest. That's what we like.
Exactly.
All right. This will be a first-time guest on this show coming up next. He's been a guest on Inside the Cave, our morning show, in a different capacity. The athletic director at Adrian High School is also the defensive coordinator for the Adrian College Bulldogs football team. Yes, Chad O'Brien is coming up next. We're talking ball right here on the AC All Access Show, 96.5 The Cave. 965thecave.com. We'll be right back.
When you want something fun to do, you can count on Adrian College. Visit AdrianBulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at AdrianBulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College Athletics event.
High school football is what fall is all about in Michigan. And now you can get in on the action with the 2025 Pick'em Contest on 96.5 The Cave. Each week, pick the winners of the big games and see if you've got what it takes to be the top dog. Score weekly prizes, and one lucky grand prize winner will be crowned at the end of the season for picking the most winners overall. The 2025 Pick'em Contest is brought to you by O'Connor & Sons Floor Covering, along with the mortgage team. Think you're the best picker in town? Prove it on 96.5 The Cave.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
AC All Access Show on a Monday night at Frickers in Adrian. Just talking about the great deals they have. Mr. O'Brien looking at, he's looking at happy hour. What a surprise.
Yeah, right there. Yeah, 3 to 6 stuff. Daily.
And then 9 to close, roughly.
Yeah. That's when I'm in REM by then. That's late for me.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
that's
I'm old.
Depends on the night.
True.
Yeah, it's very true. Well, he's normally been on this radio station in the morning talking Adrian Maples. Mm-hmm. Now he's talking Adrian College Bulldogs because you're the defensive coordinator for, simply put, one of, if not the best, depending on the category you look at, defenses in the country. So number one, congrats on that.
You don't have
to say anything about it, but I'm just going to acknowledge that that's happened, and it's been a, you're 5-0. Like, you got to look into that as a great accomplishment. You know, we got an FCS D1 win. You got a couple wins that on paper you should have taken care of business. We did. And then you get into conference play. I've asked every player about week one, so I have to ask the coach about week one. I mean, going down to Valparaiso and getting that win. And, you know, the offense didn't really make mistakes, and your defense kept them in the ball game, and you ultimately closed it out with an interception. So did you know that these guys could put together that performance on that Saturday?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it was exciting just because, you know, on the way down there and just the whole camp, we knew we had some good kids, and we knew we had them in some good spots. And the biggest thing is we were just excited to see them actually play against somebody other than ourselves, right?
Right, yes, yeah.
And, you know, and kind of see it. So to see them go out and have success and fly around, I think, was awesome. And as we're going, you know, next thing you know, it's halftime, it's 0-0. End of the third quarter, it's 0-0. And I'm like, hey, we're right here, guys. Like, we're in a spot where we can close this thing out. And then, obviously, you know, we go down and kick and take the lead. And then, you know, they got their drive together there. And then, you know, our drive at the end. And then the interception by Ethan Burrows. I think it was cool to see. Just cool to see our kids have success, you know. Cool to see them kind of, you know, make plays when they needed to.
And you mentioned Burrows. Just right down the middle of your defense. I don't know what role you have recruiting at the school, but, I mean, Concordia. That helps when you get some NAIA guys coming to D3.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're good players, right? They're obviously good players. But I do think their experience and really just kind of their maturity has been a huge benefit for us. You know, they've played in a lot of games. You know, the nice thing is they all have years left, which is kind of crazy when
scary.
You think about
that
it.
That is scary.
You know,
yeah, so. For other teams, not for us.
Right, right. No, it's great for us.
Well, does Liam have another year?
Liam's the only one that I don't know about. I know Van Dyke does. I know Burrows does. I know Tim does. I believe Liam does have one more. So I could be wrong on that.
Okay. He's the only one listed as a senior, and you never know these days with seniors or fifth years.
I mean, he's older, so I don't know if he went through the whole COVID mess. Does he have a COVID year? Maybe.
Oh,
right? Because
okay.
that's where a lot of those kids are getting years back. You're still dealing with some of that, right? So, So I don't know. He's the only one I don't know about, but I do know the rest are there, you know. And he's playing well, you know, doing things the right way and just being the leader that we need him to be.
For people that don't know you in a coaching capacity, what got you to this spot? What did you? I know you've been AD and all that stuff. So what's your football coaching background, Chad?
So I actually started at Adrian College back in 2002 with Coach Lyle. And Joe, who is now the head coach, Joe Polka, was a linebackers coach, and I was his GA way back in 2002.
It's all about who you know.
Yep. And then he left. I stayed. And then, obviously, I went to Florida. I was a head coach in Florida for 5 years. I came back here, was at the high school, and then I was with Jim Deere for the, you know, 12 to 14, where we won two MIAA titles.
Thank you, by the way.
It was fun. Those were good years.
I was screaming in the band down to the right those years. Yeah.
Yep. Those were good years. We had some good kids. We had some good defenses.
Yeah.
And then I left and went to Saline with Joe. And then I was his offensive coordinator at Saline. Then I took the AD job, came over here. And then when he came back, last year I did linebackers. And then this year we just made transition, splitting the DC with Ron Shields.
Well, you talk about dynamic duo. I mean, you two are putting some stuff together.
Yeah.
I mean, Ron's got his resume, too. I mean, this guy's put together some defenses as well.
Yeah. No, I think it's fun. The thing is, we got a great staff, right? On the D-line, you got Coach Leslie Edwards and Hunt, and they're awesome. They do a tremendous job down there with the D-linemen. Kenny Kuava at the linebackers is doing a hell of a job. And then Coach Prince and Ron in the secondary. So it's kind of nice. It allows me to kind of orchestrate more and allows them to coach, which is really what they love doing.
That's good.
So,
yeah. It's good finding that mix.
Yeah.
And, of course, you get a former wide receiver coaching your linebackers.
Right, right. Kenny's great, man.
Yeah.
Kenny, he's a great recruiter. He's great. He's intense all the time. And just, you know, really teaches the kids the defense and makes sure that they know what they're doing.
How do you, as a coach, try to walk the line with your players and acknowledging we're a darn good defense, but also there's more we have to do? Or do you even have to do that as a college
coach? Yeah, we do. I think the biggest thing, and we talked about it before the Albion game in the scouting meeting, like we always go over the other team statistically and where they're at and all those types of things, you know. And the thing is, like I told them, we don't do this. We're not doing this to, like, scare them. We're not doing this to, like, really we're doing it just so you know where they are and how that matches up to our standard, right? So I don't care if we're playing Teal, if we're playing Albion, if we're playing Hope. It doesn't matter, right? Like, we're going to maintain what our standard is, and that's how we're going to play, no matter who we're playing. And as long as we do that, we're always going to have an opportunity to be successful, you know. So it's really not as much about the opponents as it is about us.
You and Joe have coached together for a while, I can tell. That's a Joe phrase.
It's
that's
true.
A Joe phrase.
It's true. I mean, that's really what it is. Like, this is our standard, and, you know, it doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter who we're playing. We've got to do things the right way. And then that puts us in position to be successful.
The Division III landscape is, I'll say, interesting, I'm sure, now at this point, with things trickling down from D1 and guys are moving all over the place. And, well, we still have to recruit high school, but you want to look in the portal.
Yeah.
This is your second year. What, I mean, could you talk to that side of coaching?
Yeah, I don't do a ton of recruiting because obviously I'm busy.
Come on.
With my other part-time job, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, obviously I'm busy over at the high school, but.
Yeah.
You know, we talk and communicate. I do think the portal has been good to us. You know, we did lose some kids last year
into it
that were pretty good for us, but we also gained some kids that are pretty good for us, you know. So I think it's, you know, navigating that balance, if you will, you know, of where you are and making sure you're getting the right kids in. I do think our group that we have right now is more the group that we want, right? Like, we have a lot of fun at practice. They do things the right way. They're good kids. You know, they're going to be good men. I just think that's important, you know, outside of football, that they're doing things right.
Talking Bulldog football with Chad O'Brien. So 5-0 to start the season. Two of those games were the big ones, the conference games, at Olivet and then home for Albion. Two, again, program wins for a second-year head coach, Joe Palka. Your first conference road win, which I didn't even realize on the broadcast live, you know, and it was out of hand quickly over in Olivet, but that's a big moment. And then to beat Albion for the first time for the senior class, and I had Isaiah Simon on the show. He's one of the seniors on the team, and he's like, hey, that's why I came back to play these games and get a chance to win. What were those last 2 weeks like? Because conference is way different than non.
Right.
They know you. We know them. Let's go play.
Yeah, I mean, the Albion one's big, obviously, because that's always been kind of a – it's funny because I don't know if these kids see it as the rivalry that, like, I see
it
as. And you do,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Because we were there during those times. So, and one of the kids actually asked me, like, hey, do you think – you know, what do you think? And I'm like, I despise these guys. Like, this is not something I've ever hidden or ran away from. Like, they're just not – that's our rivalry to me, right, is Albion.
Trying so as a trophy –
right.
Albion, we don't need a trophy.
Right. You know, in the Trine, the Thunderdog trophy in Trine, I remember I was with Coach Lyle when that started back in 02 or 03 is when they started that trophy. And it was so there was some type of rivalry in the conference because they were new, right? They were coming in from being tri-state. They really didn't have anything. So they kind of started that to manufacture somewhat of a rivalry.
Okay.
You know? And, you know, for many years, it really wasn't a rivalry, but then obviously they've turned it around. They've gotten pretty good. And so, but yeah, Albion's definitely the rivalry to me, you know. And I think, obviously, Calvin is solid team. I think every week is important now. That's the one thing is, especially even, maybe even more than at the FBS level, is every week is critically important because the winner of the MIAA is going to the playoffs.
Right.
I don't
There's
know if
an auto bid.
Right.
Yeah.
Have they ever taken a second place team out of the MIAA?
They might have. I think maybe 2 years ago when Alma won, they took Hope.
Okay.
Or vice versa last year, they took Alma when Hope went. It hasn't been a three-team league.
Right.
So
right. And so and I've just so never.
There's only one guaranteed.
Right. Yeah. And so every game is critical, you know, as we move into this. So which is what makes it fun too.
Next, this coming Saturday, we're at Calvin, mm-hmm. as you alluded to. Last Saturday, no football game. How did you guys navigate the bye week? Interesting, the whole conference had a bye week. I kind of like that.
I like it because then nobody's saying, like, oh, they got their bye later. They got their, you know, like, everybody's the same.
After week five.
Right.
Boom.
It's perfect. So, you know, we practiced and kept it there, and then he did give them, you know, Joe gave them some time off to let them just, you know, kind of be kids and rest and do their thing. You know, so over the weekend we didn't do anything, you know, and then we were back today, back into practice, and back tomorrow we'll go into our scout meeting and basically go into our normal game week.
All right. I got one more kind of scheme thing to ask mm-hmm. you. We're not giving away the game plan. You're in a spot in the program which is where you want to be, where you can rotate guys in, mainly on the defensive outside spot, whether it's a rush linebacker or a coverage linebacker. How long does it take to figure out, or does it not take any time to figure out, hey, this guy's going here? Because I feel like every week there's been a new wrinkle, like, oh, here's him, this guy making a play. Do you find that out in practice, or
I think that's been a huge thing.
Sort of conscious thing?
Yeah, and I think it's been a huge thing for us. We've said all along, like, you know, the Albion game was hot. Obviously, it was in the 80s, and that only favors us because we do roll a lot of guys through the D-line. We roll a lot of guys through our secondary. We don't roll that many linebackers, but we do some, you know, and it's just been great to see those, all of them, when they get an opportunity, they step up and make a play, right? Like you think back in, what was it, Manchester, big sack out of Nick Dixon, who comes in at linebacker, who doesn't, you know, he's in our nickel package.
Sure,
you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, last week CJ kind of goes off and just has a great game, you know, from defensive end, and Steven Moreno has a tremendous game against Albion at defensive end. So it's cool to see them taking advantage of those opportunities, you know.
Game day, you're up top. Mm-hmm. And how are you communicating in game?
Yeah, so I mean, we just, it's pretty easy. Ron and I are very similar in philosophy, so it doesn't make it real difficult, you know.
Okay.
And then, you know, we just kind of look through where we're at, talk through what we think they're going to do, and then, you know, just make the call down and let
it go. So you make the call down to a coach down there mm-hmm. who gives it to the
Yeah, I can't tell you who it is because then they'll steal our signals, right?
I know.
We'll have some Connor Stallings stuff on our hands, which...
Alleged.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, Netflix documentary.
Yeah. Okay. But no, it's great. I mean, it's great. I've always been a box guy. I've always been... It's just, it's a lot quieter. It's a lot calmer than...
Can see it.
Down there, yeah.
A little better.
Right. So, and I can wear my glasses up there without people making fun of me, so...
What's wrong with your glasses?
So, I don't know. The kids think that they're funny looking because I can't read the script. So I think Kenny's messing with me. I really do. I think Kenny is shrinking the script every week to see
11.25.
Yeah, I think it's down to like 9 font now. So I got to wear my glasses in practice so I can read the script. But
and then you got the sun shining in the booth, so you need the shades.
And yeah.
So makes it tough. Yeah. Well, despite all that, great season thus far. Let's keep it rolling. Sound
right,
good?
Yeah, that's the plan.
All right. Bulldog football Saturday afternoon, taking on Calvin on the road. You can hear that game on our sister station with yours truly and Sean Whitmer. 1 o'clock from Grand Rapids. I don't know if they have their new field.
Not yet. They're playing at a soccer stadium. I don't know which one, though. So I don't know.
Because they just built a soccer stadium. On their campus. We'll see when we get
Joe
there.
Tells me what time to show up on Saturday morning.
Make sure
I show up.
Because you're busy at most Friday nights, too.
Yes. Yeah.
So thanks for taking the time. This is an incredibly busy time for you, being AD and coach, but always good to talk to you, Chad.
Yeah, no, this is awesome. Thanks for having me.
All right, that's going to do it for us here today. We skipped Mike Prang. We didn't really need him anyway. We had him for, I don't know, 10 minutes to start the show. You just listened to Chad O'Brien, the defensive coordinator of the Adrian College Bulldog football team. Ron Shields, the co-coordinator. And then we had Riley Jesse Girelli with the D1 hockey team. We had Savannah Smith with women's golf. I appreciate all them taking time today. And we are going to head out to our friends at Westwood One for our Monday Night Football coverage. I'd like to thank Josh Mitchell, our studio engineer. We have Gabby Brume. Oh, good, she's still here. Stacey Mitchell as well. I'm your host, Ian Wendt.
We'll see you next week on the AC All Access Show.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.